Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Deep breath in and ask yourself, what's my dream? What's my dream?
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed.
I play that song to you because that speech would play and I would get out of that room, get up out of that room, and I'd run out the door every single time. Something about Dr. King's voice would absolutely make me so uncomfortable. And it didn't make sense. I kept getting up and running out every single time. 9 times when this instructor played this message, I would run, and finally another instructor found out, saw me running out. He saw this consistency. He ran out behind me and he said, "What are you running out for?" And I kept searching and searching and searching. I couldn't figure out why. And then it came to me. I said, "I don't know if I'm willing to pay the full price for my dream the way Dr. King was willing. And I can't shake the dream though." Anybody know about that? I can't shake the dream, but I'm scared of the dream. Anybody with me? One hand up, 2 hands up. Yes, yes. I can't shake the dream, but I don't have the details for the dream. I don't quite know how to make the dream happen, and it's quite lonely on the journey to get to the dream. So the cost of the dream seems really high, but the dream won't go away. And every time he plays that daggone message, I'm shaking again about the dream. Because Dr. King showed me to have a dream is powerful and do anything for it. And it's gonna cost you something. It's gonna cost you more time than you thought you'd have. It's going to cost you way more money than you thought you would invest. It's going to cost you some friends who couldn't make the entire journey with you. It's going to cost you that sense of, "Oh my God, I got to leave. I got to die to the old me to allow the new me to be born to my future." It's going to cost you something. This is the year for reset. This is the year for restart. This is the year for reignite. This is the year for repeat the things that you love. This is the year for recommit. This is the year for redesign. This is the year for reengage. This is the year for restart. This is that year. This is that year. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Perfect. No one has your unique, unrepeatable fingerprint. No one can do it like you. And if you sit down and you set down on all of us, I am not here to let you off the hook. Because we need a lot more people like us doing this work. I don't look at the world and get frustrated. I look at the world and get busy. I don't get frustrated with what's going on. I just tone up. We got everything we need in you and I. I stop by to touch your heart, crack your heart, challenge your heart, open up your heart. I stop by. I stop by to ask you, are you willing to walk by yourself if no one else will walk with you? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to change the way you show up, change the way you strut? Are you willing to say, well, maybe I can't walk forward. Maybe I got to do it sideways for a minute. Maybe I got to do it backwards for a minute. Are you willing to be radical for yourself? Yes, yes. People want to make me extraordinary. I'm not extraordinary. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses to make extraordinary decisions every daggone day. Now, what that means is if we all woke up ordinary, we all off to the same start. And how you gonna end your day and what you gonna do today? And so I just stop by. I stop by to remind you that you woke up with everything. Say everything. With everything you need to do, everything you need to do with everyone who needs to have it done with. I just stopped by to ask you, so if you knew all that, what would you do? How would you play as if you couldn't fail? How would you love as if you've never been betrayed? How would you invest in you as if you've never lost any money? If you want to get something different, you have to do something different, even if it's just one extra yes, because this is about discovering more of you, who you've always been and who you're becoming. This journey is not about the person sitting beside you or behind you or impressing anyone. This journey is about working to blow your own mind. See, I stopped by to poke you, to prod you, to make it mildly, to moderately, to significantly uncomfortable for you to sit in any form of mediocrity. For you to make sure you don't look at 2020 when you get to 2022 and say, damn, there was more of me to give back there. And I didn't. To make sure you're not keeping score. Keep track, but don't keep score. I stop by to ask you, are you willing? Are you willing to do what you've never done before, say what you've never said before, so you can be the man, the woman you've always known yourself to be? Are you willing? Are you willing to tell any part of you that doesn't serve your future, any part of you, know, the procrastination and the worry and the doubt and the am I good enough? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes, yes. And the who can I be over there if I've been this person over here? If you're willing to stop and look at all of it and say, I appreciate you. You got me to this point. But in order for me to go further, I'm going to have to leave you here. Ask you, are you ready? Are you willing? Because most people sign up for the goal. And this is my new awareness. They sign up for the goal and you focus on the goal and you get really, really committed to the goal. And then you got to go through something to get to the goal. And then you set the goal down. I'm going to invite you. Don't sign up for the goal. Sign up for the inconvenience it's going to cost you. Sign up for that. Sign up. I sign up every day to the inconvenience. The goal looks sexy. The inconvenience looks costly. But if you sign up for the inconvenience, then the goal will take care of itself. Every day, say yes to whatever it takes, no matter what. Repeat after me. Stretch me. Challenge me. Make me own my greatness. Don't let me off the hook. Hold me accountable to the change I'm to make, to the inspiration I'm to bring, to the motivation that I am. Hold me accountable. I want to be held accountable. I'm not afraid of my greatness. I'm not afraid of my imperfections. I am genius, ever evolving. I am breakthrough, ever happening. I am enough.
Take a moment to think about how you respond to disappointment. Do you hold it in? Do you panic? Are you consumed with feelings of anxiety or hopelessness? Or does a single disappointment throw your entire day off? So there's nothing wrong with setting the bar high, but it is time to review your response to disappointment if your expectations cause you to sink into a state of anxiety. On the surface, seeking perfection seems like a great quality, but at the root of perfectionism is fear. Fear of failure, fear of making a mistake, fear of being laughed at, fear of people finding out that you don't really have it all together. But nobody has it all together. We all have strengths and weaknesses. Yes, there will be times when you give your all and still fail to achieve the result that you expected. But don't panic. Every challenge is an opportunity for you to see just how strong and resilient you really are.
You should never view your challenges as a disadvantage. Instead, it's important for you to understand that your experience facing and overcoming adversity is actually one of your biggest advantages.
How strong is your why? It's not enough for you to just say, I want to do well. You have to believe that you will do well, and you have to pursue it. You have to keep going when you run into challenges or tough times. Those who succeed are not fearless. They had to show up even when they were afraid. At some point, they probably felt like they were at the end of their rope. But guess what? They recognized that it's okay to rest. It's okay to take a break. It's okay to take some time to pull your thoughts together. But it's not okay to quit. A past failure does not determine your future outcome. No, you can't go back and change what has already happened, but you do have the power to create an amazing future. So as you continue to press towards your goals, never allow your disappointments to discourage you. Let them fuel you.
Success isn't about how your life looks to others. It's about how it feels to you. We realize that being successful isn't about being impressive. It's about being inspired. And that's what it means to be your true self.
Because I always wanted everything to be perfect, it was difficult for me to be happy. It was always, I will be happy when I land the job that I want, or I will be happy when I get this 4.0 that I'm striving for. But even when I achieved the goal that I had been working towards, there was always another goal that I needed to achieve before I could truly be happy.
In the end, people can only define you if you let them. In the end, it's up to each of us to define ourselves. It's up to each of us to invent our own future with the choices we make and the actions we take.
In retrospect, I didn't give myself room to be imperfect. It was all or nothing, good or bad. Don't get me wrong. Being ambitious and wanting to do well is a great trait. It's a great quality. But I do want you to understand that all you can give is your best. So maybe you spent hours preparing for an exam or days working on a paper, but when you received your grade, it was much lower than you expected. If you are an achiever, if you are a perfectionist, those experiences can crush you. As a student, if I expected a 100 and I received a 90, I would be upset. I would be crushed. If I gave a presentation and I stumbled a couple of times, I would walk away feeling like a total failure. And it didn't matter how much positive feedback I received from others. It never changed what I thought about myself. I would say to myself, well, they're just being nice. They just don't want to hurt my feelings. But it's in those moments of despair when you can begin to doubt yourself and doubt your ability to succeed. It's in those moments when you can sink into a slump because you feel like you're doing all you know to do, but you're still not seeing the results that you desire to see.
I worked hard and I did my best to tune out those voices of doubt, including the ones inside my own head. And eventually I was accepted to Princeton and I got that education that my dad had always dreamed of. But the truth is, graduates, there will always be folks who make assumptions about you based on superficial things like where you're from or what you're wearing or how you look. There will always be folks who judge you based on just one thing that you say or do, folks who define you based on one isolated incident.
Putting forth your best effort doesn't guarantee the outcome that you desire, but put forth your best effort anyway. You won't always be able to control every aspect of your life, but you can control your effort. You can control how you respond when things don't go your way. And although a disappointment feels like a loss, you really aren't losing at all. When you don't get the results that you want, you are simply receiving feedback. So you take that feedback and you come back stronger than you did the first time around. When you are disappointed, your emotions automatically kick in. It's an impulse. But make sure that you don't allow a single disappointment to overshadow all that you have accomplished up until this point. So if you're feeling down right now, I'm challenging you to get up and get moving. I'm challenging you to pull that book out. I'm challenging you to mentally prepare yourself to win. Don't allow a rejection to crush your confidence. You have to remember why you started. You have to remember why you decided to pursue your vision in the first place.
Every day when you're waking up, when you're working out, or if you just need a mental boost, download Mindset to start your day right.
I want you to close your eyes and visualize your dream coming to fruition. This is your dream. This is your life. And the future you is depending on you to come through.
Do you know that greater is calling you? Do you know that you have gifts, talents, and skills that you have not even tapped into yet? What do you want for you?
Hard work has a future payoff, but laziness, it pays off now. I know. Sometimes life will get the best of me. But I guarantee you I won't quit. I guarantee you I won't give up. Because in the long run, life will see the best of me.
Failure is only permanent if you choose not to get back up. Every challenge is guiding you to your next breakthrough. So don't run from difficulty, run to it.
And what you do today will determine your future. It's not easy, but it's worth it. There are gonna be nights you're gonna cry yourself to sleep. There are gonna be times you're gonna wanna throw in the towel. But if you keep going, your future self will thank you.
I sit where I'm at today because of all of the perseverance, because of all of the long nights, because of all of the no's that people told me over and over again, that I refuse to let break me, that I refuse to let stop me, that I refuse to let slow me down. There is no substitute for hard work.
What is your destiny? Why on earth are you here? And the moment that you discover why you're here, spend the rest of your life executing.
If it was easy, everybody would do it. You know my mindset. I could have took the easy route, but there is no easy route. Get up and give every ounce of your soul. Get up and give every ounce of your heart.
Be intentional about bringing forth positive transformation in your life.
Your future self will thank you.
Imagine what your life would look like if you decided that you will not stay stuck. Imagine what your life would look like if you decided that you refuse to give up.
And I need the present day version of you to invest in your dreams. Because if you grind now, you, my friend, will shine later. No, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you that lie. There are going to be a lot of long nights. There are going to be a lot of days that you want to quit. There are going to be a lot of days that you trip, slip, and fall. And you have to muster up the energy to get yourself back up. But what you can never do is accept losing. You know the mindset. You know the mantra. You never lose. You only learn. And I promise you, all of the hard work that you're putting in today will pay off.
And we've got to learn how to execute the day. Give us this day. We've got to learn how to execute the day that you conquered the day. What is it that you can do today to get closer to the fulfillment of that future? To get closer to the manifestation of the future?
A few years from now, will you be living the life you've envisioned, or will you be frustrated or disappointed because you set goals but you did not take them seriously? Don't negotiate with yourself when it comes to following through on the commitments you have made. Your future self needs you to have the courage to keep going when you face an intimidating challenge.
And sometimes you have to extend your hand and hope you're in a circle where somebody will extend the hand back and help pick you up. Because you can't always do it by yourself. Sometimes you gotta ask the right question. Sometimes you gotta be soaring with the right eagles. And they can pull you along until you get yourself in the right mindset.
And then we've got to be kind, not only to others throughout our process, but we've got to be kind to ourselves. The problem with many of us is that we're not kind to ourselves. Be kind to yourself. You can be assertive, you can be direct, you can be firm, but you can have a little empathy and a little kindness, not only on others, but on yourself. Because the truth of the matter is, you are not going to always feel like doing what you were designed to do. And so we've got to condition ourselves for the stretch. With gratitude, we're going to need that coupled with patience. The future takes time to manifest. The future takes time. You're going to have to acquire a different set of skills, a different work mentality. It's going to require you to become a different version of yourself. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. It may be difficult, cumbersome. It may seem impossible. It's difficult, but I'm determined.
You push through the pain and get back up each and every time. I need you to believe that in your heart of hearts. You cannot be broken. You're an unbreakable force. And everything that you're doing right now will eventually pay off in the long run. You gotta believe that. You gotta know that. Just look around. All of the people that you see shining, they're only shining because of consistent, relentless grinding.
Your daily decisions, your habits, your programming, the way that you think, the way that you talk, the way that you walk, blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, people that you have to let go, sleep that you have to lose, multiple jobs that you have to work, hours on end of study, beating on your craft every single day. It's not easy, but it's worth it. There are going to be nights you're going to cry yourself to sleep. There are going to be times you're going to want to throw in the towel. But if you keep going, your future self will thank you. If you could hear your future self talking to you now, the future you would say thank you for not giving up. I believe in the future.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.